ready to really kickstart your marketing this Q4,
yeah,
we are going to unlock some really awesome potential in your HVAC business.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about just general stuff here.
Right.
This is all about your data, your customers, and turning all that into a strategy that actually brings in the big bucks.
And the exciting part is you've already got some really, really powerful tools you're already using.
All right,
your Yelp South Bay and your Google My Business pages.
Right.
They're generating fantastic leads for you.
Okay.
But we can make them even stronger.
Because it's not just about showing up, right?
Exactly.
You got to stand out.
You got to stand out.
So how do we take those pages and turn them into something that customers just can't miss?
I'll tell you one of the biggest things we discovered.
Okay.
70% of your Yelp leads last quarter came directly from photos.
Wow.
Photos are huge. And that tells us high quality visuals are key.
Okay.
Imagine professional photos showcasing your team's expertise, the quality of your work.
Right.
That's what's going to make someone choose you over the competition.
Okay. So professional photos.
Yes.
Check.
Huge.
Got to have those.
Absolutely.
But what about... you know, those almost customers.
Okay.
The ones that, you know, we quoted them, they seemed interested.
Right.
But they haven't actually picked yet.
Yeah.
You can't just forget about them.
No, absolutely not. And that's where we want to employ what we call the 90-day re-engagement strategy. So we're talking about personalized emails at specific intervals, maybe offering a small discount on that original quote, even a phone call just to say, hey, you know, we're here to answer any questions.
Okay, like that.
Yeah.
So it's about, like, staying top of mind without...
Without being overwhelming.
Exactly. Overwhelming, because Q4 marketing...
Oh, yeah.
It could be a lot.
It can be.
How do we make sure we're hitting those right notes at the right time? Because it can feel like a whirlwind.
So think of it like a well-orchestrated campaign. We want to hit those high-impact moments at the perfect time.
Okay.
And we know from your data that things like heating tune-ups, plumbing maintenance, it all tends to spike as the weather cools down.
Right.
So we need to align our messaging with those seasonal needs.
So instead of sending out, I don't know, generic ads all year round, it's like, hey, is your furnace ready for winter?
Exactly.
When they're starting to feel that first chill.
You got it.
Okay.
And that's where email campaigns come in.
Okay, let's unpack that a little bit.
Okay.
What does a winning email campaign even look like?
So we need a 4-week plan.
Okay.
Week one is awareness, just reminding people colder weather's coming.
Right.
Those HVAC systems, they need a little TLC.
So we could do something like, is your furnace ready for winter?
Perfect.
Maybe with like a cozy picture of a fireplace.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Week two, we ramp up the urgency.
Yeah.
Think a limited time offer on those heating tune-ups, you know, create that sense of urgency.
Like that fear of missing out.
Exactly.
But for your furnace.
There you go.
I love it.
All right. So week three.
Week three.
We're talking about those customer relationships, right?
Okay.
We're maximizing their value with upselling, cross-selling.
So if someone's already booked their furnace tune-up, we could say, hey, you know, for a limited time, we'll also throw in a filter replacement.
Exactly.
Or a duct cleaning or something.
Got it.
Bundle it all in.
Bundle it. Okay. All right. And then week four.
Okay. Week four.
It's all about showing our appreciation.
Okay.
A simple thank you goes a long way.
Right.
But we can do even better than that.
Give them like a discount on their next service.
There you go.
Or maybe even a, hey, refer a friend.
I love that.
Keep that word of mouth going.
It's about turning those one-time clients into raving fans.
I love it. I love it.
Who keep coming back.
Okay, so we've got our email strategy.
Yes.
We're going to make sure we don't forget those almost customers.
Exactly.
But we got to think about those other platforms, too.
Oh.
Yelp and Google My Business. How do we make them work even harder for us?
So those platforms, those need just as much love, especially in Q4.
Okay.
We want to make sure your Yelp profile is in tip-top shape.
Okay.
Recent photos, glowing reviews, detailed business information.
It's got to be enticing.
It's got to be enticing.
So they have to click that book now button.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So we're talking about having a really awesome online presence.
Yes.
What about when people message us?
Right.
How quickly should we be responding? Because I know if I send a business a message.
Yeah.
I want to hear back.
Oh, yeah.
Like right away.
Responsiveness is key. And customers really appreciate businesses that are quick to reply, eager to help.
For sure.
All right. All right. So now let's shift gears over to Google My Business.
Okay.
This is where those near me searches
right.
come into play.
Like when my furnace goes out.
Exactly.
And it's freezing.
Freezing. You're not looking for somebody.
No.
Across the country.
Three shades over.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that Google My Business listing is claimed, it's verified, it's optimized with the right keywords.
Okay.
And again,
yeah.
those customer reviews,
right.
they can make all the difference.
Okay, so speaking of making a difference.
Yeah.
What about those missed opportunities?
Oh, okay.
The ones that keep us up at night.
I see what you're saying.
The estimates that we sent out.
Right.
They never booked.
Okay.
What do we do with those?
We got a plan for those too.
Okay.
Remember that 90-day re-engagement strategy we talked about?
Yes.
It's like marketing matchmaking.
Oh,
we're playing Cupid with those almost customers.
Okay, so how do we woo them back?
We're going to analyze those missed opportunities.
Okay.
We're going to figure out where things went cold, and then we're going to rekindle that flame.
Okay.
Maybe there's a special offer they can't refuse.
Right.
But most importantly, we're going to make sure they know that we're here to help.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
So we've covered email. We've covered SMS. We've talked about Yelp, Google My Business.
We're just getting started.
Even a little marketing matchmaking.
A little bit, yeah.
It's like we're building a marketing machine.
We are.
With all the right gears turning.
And like any well-oiled machine, we need to track those all-important metrics.
Right.
We're talking about monitoring those open rates, click-through rates, website traffic, and of course, those conversion rates.
So we know that all this effort is actually working.
Exactly.
But before we get lost in the weeds,
okay.
remind me again about those conversion rates.
Okay.
What exactly are they and why are they so important, especially in Q4?
So conversion rates basically tell us how effective our efforts are at turning interest into action.
Okay.
It's about measuring how many people who see your email, who click on your ad, who visit your website, how many of those people actually book an appointment.
So if we're sending a ton of emails, but nobody's booking.
Right.
That's a sign that we need to maybe switch something up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Low conversion rates tell us something's not clicking. Maybe it's the messaging. Maybe it's the offer. Maybe it's the timing of the email.
Gotcha.
But the data helps us pinpoint those leaks in our funnel so we can plug them up and get those bookings rolling in.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we track everything.
Yes.
We make adjustments based on what the data tells us.
Right.
But then how do we even know
yeah.
if those tweaks are working?
Yeah.
It feels like it's just this constant cycle.
It is.
The testing and tweaking and...
It's an ongoing process, but that's why having a system in place is so essential.
Okay.
Remember that reporting dashboard we talked about?
Yeah.
That's your command center for monitoring those KPIs and making data-driven decisions.
Sure.
And we're not just setting it and forgetting it. We're constantly analyzing, adjusting, optimizing.
So we're like marketing scientists.
There you go.
We're always experimenting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to get creative with your experiments.
Okay.
You know, try A-B testing.
Oh, yeah.
Different offers, different headlines, even images. See what resonates best with your audience.
I like that.
Yeah.
A little marketing experimentation.
Exactly.
Never hurt anybody.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the big guys.
Okay.
Yelp, Google.
Right.
But what about our website?
Okay.
Especially in Q4.
Yes.
How do we make sure that that is ready to go?
So your website is your virtual storefront.
That's true.
Especially during those colder months when people are more likely to be searching for HVAC services online.
Right.
So we need to make sure it's sending the right message and it's guiding visitors towards those high value actions like booking a service call.
Okay, so what kind of updates should we even be thinking about?
So first impressions matter.
Yeah.
So let's start with a visual refresh.
Okay.
Think about incorporating some seasonal imagery.
Oh.
You know, cozy homes with warm, glowing fireplaces. We want to create that emotional connection.
Yeah.
We want people to land on your website and immediately feel like they're in the right place.
Right.
Okay.
So we got to set the vibe with our visuals.
Exactly.
But what about the words?
Right.
What about the content?
So clarity is key.
Oh.
We need to clearly highlight your Q4 services.
So furnace tune-ups.
Furnace tune-ups.
Boiler maintenance.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Any special promotions you're running,
right.
make sure your contact information is prominently displayed.
Okay.
And you might even want to think about adding a chatbot feature.
Oh, a chatbot.
Yeah, just for those instant answers.
That's true, because sometimes it's like late at night.
Exactly.
My furnace is making a weird noise.
Exactly.
I need answers right now.
Exactly.
Not tomorrow morning.
Exactly. And a chatbot can provide that.
I like that.
What about online booking?
Oh, yeah. Should we be pushing that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In today's on-demand world, people expect convenience.
Right.
We want to integrate an easy-to-use online booking system directly on that website.
Okay.
allow customers to select their preferred date and time with just a few clicks.
Removes a lot of the back and forth.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered email.
Yeah.
We've covered Yelp.
Yep.
Google My Business.
Yeah.
Our website.
Yeah.
We talked about how important follow-ups are.
Huge.
Are we missing anything?
Let's not forget about Facebook ads. Oh, Facebook ads.
Well, they haven't been your top performer in the past.
Right.
They offer huge potential for those targeted seasonal campaigns.
Okay, so how would we even use Facebook ads effectively for Q4? Because I know a lot of HVAC companies, they're like, Facebook ads, they don't work.
So think about it. We can target people in your local area who have shown interest in home improvement, HVAC services, maybe even those who have interacted with your Facebook page in the past.
We can get really specific.
Hyper-targeted.
With who sees our ads.
Exactly.
You're like, okay.
And with some compelling ad copy and eye-catching visuals,
right,
we can really pique their interest and drive traffic to your website or to your booking platform.
This is awesome.
It is.
I feel like we have so many different things
going on.
Yeah,
we do.
How do we keep it all straight?
So that's where having a clear marketing calendar comes in.
Okay.
We'll map out your entire Q4 strategy week by week, outlining which channels you'll be focusing on, what content you'll be creating, when you'll be launching each campaign.
So we have our roadmap.
Yes.
We have our toolkit, our game plan.
You got it.
This is starting to feel less overwhelming.
Good.
And more like a challenge we can conquer.
That's the spirit.
Okay.
And remember, we're in this together.
Yes.
We'll be analyzing that data, adjusting our approach as needed, and we'll be celebrating those big wins along the way.
I love it. I love it.
Okay.
So we talked about getting new customers.
Yes.
But what about the awesome customers we already have? The ones that book with us every single year.
Your existing customer base is a gold mine of potential.
How do we keep them happy?
That's what we're going to talk about. How to leverage the power of referrals.
Okay.
And upselling to maximize that customer lifetime value.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick pause.
Yes.
And we'll be right back. So let's dive into turning those loyal customers into raving fans who are out there spreading the good word.
Yes. Because happy customers, they are your best marketing asset.
They are.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that killer referral program you've been thinking about.
Yes.
We're going to make it irresistible
for
those satisfied customers to spread the word.
I'm ready. What does irresistible even look like?
Think tangible rewards.
Okay.
Instead of just like a generic discount, how about offering a free year of your top tier maintenance plan for every successful referral?
Okay.
Both the referrer and that new customer, they benefit.
Right.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, I love that.
Everybody loves a freebie.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to home comfort.
Right. It's like the gift of peace of mind.
Exactly.
Okay.
And to make things even easier, let's integrate a seamless referral tracking system directly into your website and your customer portal.
Okay.
That way customers, they can easily share their unique referral link.
So easy.
With friends, family.
Love it.
Super simple.
Okay. So we're making it easy to refer. We're offering an awesome reward.
Exactly.
This is great.
It's about maximizing value for both you and your customers.
Just like it.
Now, beyond referrals, let's talk about upselling.
Yeah.
Your recurring service plans.
Right.
Those are a fantastic opportunity to really deepen those customer relationships.
Because everybody wins, right?
Right. They get the peace of mind knowing that their system's taken care of.
Right.
And it's good for business.
It's good for business.
Okay.
We want to make those plans so valuable that customers can't imagine going without them.
So how do we do that?
Think about adding some premium perks.
Okay.
Things like priority scheduling.
Okay.
Discounted repairs. Maybe even free filter replacements.
Oh, I like those.
Right.
Those are good.
Little things like that.
Okay. So we're taking care of our existing customers.
Yes.
We're hooking them up.
Yeah.
Making it really easy to refer their friends.
Exactly.
But, you know, something's been on my mind.
Okay. I'm listening. What's on your mind?
We've talked a lot about the data.
Right.
About strategy and tactics.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think we both know.
Yeah.
It's about those human connections.
It is.
That really matters.
You're right.
Especially in this digital age.
It's so easy to get caught up in the algorithms.
Yes.
We can't forget about the human touch.
So how do we do that?
So it's all about infusing your brand personality into every single interaction.
Okay. So how do we let our personalities shine through?
Think about what makes your HVAC business unique.
Okay.
Is it your commitment to exceptional customer service?
Yes.
Your team of highly skilled technicians.
We do have a great team.
Do you dedicate yourself to using eco-friendly practices?
We do. We do.
Okay. So we need to weave those stories into your marketing messages.
I like it.
Share customer testimonials
that
highlight those qualities.
Okay.
Use real photos of your team interacting with customers. Because when you lead with authenticity and genuine care for your customers, it resonates far more powerfully than any marketing gimmick ever could.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So we talked about optimizing our online presence.
Yes.
We talked about creating a winning email strategy.
Yes.
How important those referrals are.
Huge.
All that good stuff.
So much good stuff.
If there's one thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this, what would it be?
Data is a powerful tool.
It is.
But it's only as good as the insights we derive from it and the actions that we take.
Right.
So use your data to understand your customers.
Okay.
Tailor your messaging.
Yes.
And deliver those exceptional experiences.
Love it.
And never underestimate the power of human connection.
That is so important.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes we forget that.
It's easy to.
Yeah.
Especially in the digital world.
I'm energized. I'm ready to go.
I love it.
I'm ready to put all this into practice.
This Q4 is going to be epic.
It's going to be amazing.
I have no doubt.
All right.
You got the data. You got the strategy.
You got this.
And you have the passion.
Yes, we do. So we're back and ready to dive into those strategies for turning our loyal customers into like raving fans.
Yes. Yes, because we've said it before, but happy customers are your best marketing asset.
They really are.
They are. So let's talk about that killer referral program you've been thinking about.
Okay.
Let's make it irresistible for those happy customers to spread the word.
Okay. I'm ready to lay it on me.
Think tangible rewards. Instead of just like a generic discount, how about offering a free year?
A whole year.
A whole year of your top-tier maintenance plan for every successful referral.
Wow. Okay.
Both the referrer and the new customer, they both benefit.
Everybody wins.
It's a win-win.
I like it.
Everybody loves a freebie.
Right.
Especially when it comes to home comfort.
Yeah, it's like giving them peace of mind.
Exactly.
Okay.
And to make things even easier, let's integrate a seamless referral tracking system directly into your website and your customer portal.
So easy.
That way customers, they can easily share their unique referral link with friends and family.
Love that.
Super simple.
Okay, so we're making it easy to refer. We're giving them a great reward.
Exactly.
This is awesome.
It's about maximizing value for both you and your customers. Now, beyond referrals, let's talk about upselling.
Okay.
Your recurring service plans.
Right.
Those are a fantastic opportunity to really deepen those customer relationships.
Keep them coming back.
Keep them coming back. Exactly. We want to make those plans so valuable that customers can't imagine going without them.
Okay. So how do we do that? Because I think a lot of people, they think of their maintenance plan and it's like, yeah, you come once a year, you check things out.
Right, exactly. And we want to make it more than that.
Oh, okay.
Think about adding some premium perks.
Okay, like what?
Things like priority scheduling.
So if something breaks, they go to the front of the line.
Exactly.
Okay.
Discounted repairs.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe even free filter replacements.
Oh, free stuff?
Little things like that.
I like it. Okay.
Right.
So we're taking care of our existing customers. We're making it super easy for them to refer their friends.
Exactly.
But, you know, something's been on my mind through all of this.
Okay, I'm listening. What's on your mind?
We've talked a lot about the data.
Right.
About strategy and tactics.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think we both know.
Yeah.
It's those human connections that really matter.
It is.
Especially in this digital age.
It's so easy to get caught up in the...
I know.
All the automation, the algorithms, and we can't lose sight of that human touch.
So how do we do that?
So it's about infusing your brand personality
right.
into every interaction.
But how do we let our personalities shine through in our marketing?
So think about what makes your HVAC business unique. Is it your commitment to exceptional customer service?
Well, we like to think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your team of highly skilled technicians.
Yes, we're really proud of our team.
Okay. Do you dedicate yourself to using eco-friendly practices?
We do. We do.
Okay. So weave those stories into your marketing messages. Share customer testimonials that highlight those qualities. Use real photos of your team interacting with customers.
Yeah.
Because when you lead with authenticity and genuine care for your customers, it resonates far more powerfully than any marketing gimmick ever could.
Yeah. No cheesy stock photos of people we don't know.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up for this deep dive.
It does.
We covered a ton.
Too much.
From optimizing your online presence.
Yes.
To creating that email strategy.
Yeah.
Making sure that we're getting those referrals.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. But if you had to leave our listeners with one thing to remember today.
Data is a powerful tool.
It is.
But it's only as good as the insights we derive from it.
Yeah.
And the actions we take.
Right.
So use your data to understand your customers, tailor your messaging, and deliver those exceptional experiences.
And I never forget about that human connection.
Never forget about it.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
And thank you to everyone listening. Remember, knowledge is power.
Yes.
Data is your ally, and Q4 is yours. For the taking. We will catch you next time on The Deep Dive.